The Infant Asylum, Tuesday, 4th. After breakfast yesterday, my mother took me, as she had promised, to the Infant Asylum in the Corso Valdorco in order to recommend to the directress a little sister of Precossi. I had never seen an asylum. How much amused I was! There were 200 of them, boy babies and girl babies, and so small that the children in our lower primary schools are men in comparison. We arrived just as they were entering the refectory in two files, where there were two very long tables with a great many round holes, and in each hole a black bowl filled with rice and beans, and a tin spoon beside it.On entering, some grew confused and remained on the floor until the mistresses ran and picked them up. Many halted in front of a bowl, thinking it was their proper place, and had already swallowed a spoonful, when a mistress arrived and said, "Go on," and then they advanced 3 or 4 paces and got down another spoonful, and then advanced again till they reached their own places, after having fraudulently disposed of half a portion.At last, by dint of pushing and crying, "Make haste, make haste," they were all got into order, and the prayer was begun. But all those on the inner line, who had to turn their backs on the bowls for the prayer, twisted their heads round so that they could keep an eye on them, lest someone may meddle. And then they said their prayers thus, with hands clasped and their eyes on the ceiling, but with their hearts on their food. Then they set to eating.Ah, what a charming sight it was! One ate with 2 spoons, another with his hands. Many picked up the beans one by one and thrust them into their pockets. Others wrapped them tightly in their little aprons and pounded them to reduce them to a paste. There were even some who did not eat because they were watching the flies flying, and others coughed and sprinkled a shower of rice all around them.It resembled a poultry yard, but it was charming. The 2 rows of babies formed a pretty sight, with their hair all tied on the tops of their heads with red, green, and blue ribbons. One teacher asked a row of 8 children, "Where does right grow?" The whole 8 opened their mouths wide, filled as they were with the pottage, and replied in concert in a sing-song, "It grows in the water."Then the teacher gave the order, "Hands up!" And it was pretty to see all those little arms fly up, which a few months ago were all in swaddling clothes, and all those little hands flourishing, which looked like so many white and pink butterflies.